like water. Relax all the joints. Go up. Coming back. Hold the ball.
Gently but firmly, Su Chang encourages her students to copy her slow, smooth movements. Tai Chi is a martial art known for its health benefits as much as for training in self-defense. 63-year-old Jerry Ko turned to the practice after hurting his back 30 years ago during home renovations.
So I was bedridden, so to speak. So neurosurgeons showed me after imaging, said, you have to have an operation. I didn't want to be, have to go through that. I started with Tai Chi. And very slowly, over the next 3 years, I could still start to feel the feeling going through my leg.
Improved strength and balance from Tai Chi and yoga are also seen to significantly help in reducing falls. Instructor Su Chang is vice chairman of the Tai Chi Qigong Association of Australia.
When you perform Tai Chi, you will get your tendon stretch longer in a soft way. It's not a hard, hard stretch. When your joints are loose, you have a better circulation, the thigh muscle stronger. And also, when you perform Tai Chi, we train people looking ahead. When you're looking ahead, you can see more broader views.
For frailer, older Australians, more tailored solutions may be needed. Falls are the biggest cause of preventable deaths in Australian aged care facilities. Globally, residents in care are three times more likely to fall than people living in their homes. Montefiore Jewish Home in eastern Sydney acquired a $60,000 suite of rehabilitation machines 3 years ago. 90-year-old resident Joy Schonheimer, who has Parkinson's disease, was delighted.
And now I'm using the one machine that I should be using because it's a balance machine. But I still can't not hold on. But I can stand, which I couldn't when I first started. My goal is to be able to dance. The girl always goes backwards, and with Parkinson's, you can't go backwards. And if I could be able to dance and go backwards, that'd be fantastic.
Some international studies suggest that within aged care, exercise may actually increase the risk of falling. New South Wales physiotherapist Jenny Hewitt disputes that. As part of a PhD at Sydney University, she conducted a 25-week trial of 220 residents from 16 facilities. It found that those residents who used the rehabilitation equipment experienced a 55% reduction in falls.
Most places in the past, up until the last couple of years, have really been providing exercise programs, something you can get on a DVD, turn it on, leave people sitting in their chairs, they'll exercise and you can sort of feel good about yourself that you provided an exercise program. But unless they're getting some solid strength gains and improving their standing balance, which you don't get from sitting alone, then they're not going to reduce their falls.
Currently, the Commonwealth does not subsidise any strength and balance programs within aged care. Jenny Hewitt wants that to change as part of a sweeping review of federal aged care funding now underway. The Australian Health Services Research Institute, based at New South Wales Wollongong University, is advising Aged Care Minister Ken Wyatt on potential reforms. Deputy Director Rob Gordon says instead of the department selecting programs for subsidy, facilities themselves should be allowed to decide which programs best suit residents.
In that type of environment, it becomes possible for care homes to make decisions about the types of initiatives that are best suited to individual residents, and initiatives such as strength-based initiatives or more generally wellness-type programs can become part of the core business of aged care homes rather than being treated as add-on payments.